WaterFilters.com.
Delaney, the buzz around the country, a couple of things. One, on the lighter side, I'll mention it, $290 million up for grabs in the Mega Millions lottery. I always say we are really the crossroads of what's happening everywhere in the nooks and crannies, and we want to talk about it. So this is what people are talking about. They're talking about the Mega Millions. It's that whole thing of suspended fantasy that we want to just believe that, you know what? What if I won the lottery? I would still go and go to my job every day. When people say that, yeah, I just got to say next caller, because $290 million, I don't think so. I don't care where you are in your life. I cannot imagine that you would continue to go to work. Sadly, there are other things to talk about that include the death of a 17-year-old at the end of February, and now what's happened as a result. Also, the argument over the Keystone pipeline and a few other things along the way, including we're going to check the mailbag this hour and our cheap movie review. So let's start with the pipeline, because the president was talking about energy. He was heckled when he was at one point out at an energy rally, I'll call it, and bounced back and blamed a lot of what's going on with a lot of the dust that's kicking up on the Republican candidates and the naysayers who don't believe in clean energy, is what the president's saying, working on futuristic things, solar, wind, that kind of stuff. But he also talked specifically about the Keystone pipeline. Here's what he said.
There's been a lot of outrage.
What we've said to the company is we're happy to review future permits. And today we're making this new pipeline from Cushing to the Gulf a priority. So the southern leg of it, we're making a priority, and we're going to go ahead and get that done.
All right, so just pushing it that, you know, focusing on what he just said there, we're just going to do the southern part and trying to push off really the rest of the pipeline, which is the 1,700 miles in all that would go all the way to the Gulf Coast. I think this is a push until after the election. That was the idea, because then it's not red hot. When if he's in his second term, if he's reelected, then no harm, no foul, because you're not running after that. You're into the second part, and he could push for that. Of course, you have to have approval for such things, and John Boehner had to throw in his two cents about the pipeline, and he wasn't having any of what the president was selling.
This idea that the president is going to expedite this will have no impact on the construction of this pipeline. The president can take credit for having nothing to do with the bottom half of this pipeline, and the fact is there's only one permit that requires his approval because it crosses our national boundaries, and that's the Keystone decision.
So he is right. The Speaker of the House is right about that. There was nothing here. This was already going on, but it's a photo op and a way to say I'm doing something because the gas prices are infuriating everybody. So whether there's confusion over what the pipeline would do or not, anything that centers around oil and trying to ease burdens or whatever automatically is going to make you think that. The problem is if we're using gas and this is the nation we are, the alternatives are not readily available at all and are not going to be in the near future, then you have to lift some of the moratoriums on drilling and on the federal lands. And so it's not true. Yes, there is drilling going on, but there's a holdup in some areas where we know that there are clearly valuable resources there and they could be tapped into, and they're not being tapped into. So we move from the battle over the pipeline and all that entails to the sad tale of what's going on in the suburb outside of Orlando, Florida, where a 17-year-old died when he was going to the convenience store getting some Skittles, and he was watching basketball, by the way, the tournament with his dad, who lived in a gated community. He was from Miami. He was coming to visit his dad as part of the whole visitation thing, and sadly, he picked the wrong time to go to get a snack because he encountered George Zimmerman, who wanted to be a police officer, didn't get accepted to any of the academies that he applied to, into a police program anywhere, and was a self-appointed neighborhood watch guy, cruising around, reporting things that were happening or what he thought was happening, and saw Trayvon Martin, called 911, said there was a suspicious guy, blah, 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 described him with the hoodie and whatever, and they told him, you know, stay away from it, don't follow him. He did, shot him, he died. Cops didn't charge him with anything, and there's a law in Florida that allows you to defend yourself when somebody is attacking you. And it's raised some eyebrows. It's been in the books since 2005. It's worked effectively for lots of people who have been in precarious situations. And this was a case where he went after a kid who was not armed except for with Skittles. And it sadly ended in this boy dying, no charges, and the world raining down on this police department. So the chief, Bill Lee, has decided it would be better for him to kind of move away from it all. Here's what he said.
It is apparent that my involvement in this matter is overshadowing the process. Therefore, I have come to the decision that I must temporarily remove myself from the position as police chief for the city of Sanford.
All right, he says he has to get out of the way because of the investigations in Sanford. In the meantime, across Florida on the other coast, you know, is Miami, where Trayvon Martin was from, and students from his school and some other schools did a little bit of a walkout and protest in solidarity as to what has happened here. Here's what one school official said about it, and the students' take, and some of the other students, how they feel about what happened.
There's been a lot of outrage that's been expressed, and rightfully so. This is terrible. This is the death of a student. This is one of our students. It's deeply impacted this community.
Racism is still going on. Discrimination, segregation is still going on.
All right, so that's how the kids view it, that was the reason why this kind of stuff is happening, and sadly what happened to Trayvon Martin. So his fellow students trying to rally around and raise awareness for what they think happened. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on this, you certainly can. In the meantime, we're also going to go to the mailbag because we got a pile of letters on this and other things. Well, email, same thing as letters. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Most of the mail centered around what happened in Florida, but not just that, a couple of other things made you decide that you were going to shoot me a note. I always say, if you want to vent, can't get through on the phone lines, can't get to the phone lines, or just don't want to call, send it to me at americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kratchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is March 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1634.87. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1675.73, $837.86 for a half ounce, and $418.93 for a quarter ounce. $1675.93, $837.86, and $418.93.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7, with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
All right, it's almost the weekend. That means cheap movie review. We're going to go there in our next segment. But before we do that, a lot of opinions flying in about a couple of things. One, the New Orleans Saints and the whole bounty that was being offered. Just, awful when you think of, the Saints go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and the scheme is give the players incentive to knock the snot out of the guys across the field. Not just, oh, we're trying to play the game and we play it hard and fast, but you're going to get some money if you just pick up the pace a little bit. So needless to say, Sean Payton is done for all of next season, and the defensive coordinator is indefinitely banned. And, who knows really if Payton comes back or what happens, but according to what the NFL found out, and they did a serious investigation about it, the Saints defensive captain, Jonathan Vilma, offered $10,000 to any player who knocked Brett Favre out of the 2010 NFC Championship game. I think that's terrible. And Greg Williams was pushing this button too. So, crazy. Under the system in New Orleans that was overseen by Williams, the players that were targeted included, you know, Cam Newton, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner. Knockouts were worth $1,500, and this is the worst to use this word, card-offs, $1,000, payments doubled or even tripled in the playoffs. Man. So anyway, a couple of you had something to say about that. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, here's one from the Golden Dawn who says, "Hey, Ms. Kate Delaney, I just want to say congratulations to your Ohio University Bobcats. I know you went to school there. You must be proud of little old Athens and that team. I hope they go all the way." Well, thank you very much for that. I loved going to school in Ohio. I did. I loved going to that school. It was... They had funny name. There was funny T-shirts, funny names for the school. They called it Harvard and the Hocking, which was a joke because of all the ivy that it supposedly looked like Harvard, not. But it was funny. And we also had this Halloween party, which I didn't know about when I went to school there until I got there. And it's like the world's one of the world's largest Halloween parties. Crazy. People running up and down the streets in the middle of town, but it was fun. It was really fun going there. So it's been kind of cool that they've gone this far because it brings up all those memories. They weren't good when I was in school. It was fun to go watch games, but they weren't good. None of the teams were good, actually, when I was in school. I think our claim to fame is Tommy Brenneman and I went to school together. He was a little bit older than me, but you see him on Fox now, Fox Television. He's one of the national baseball announcers. His dad, Marty, was one of the announcers for the Reds. And we used to kind of hang out a little bit. You know, we're just friends, acquaintances, whatever, in college. And he knew he was going to be an announcer and go into sports when he was in school. He was going to follow in his father's footsteps, and he did. So how about that? We move from that comment to this one from Marshall, who says, "America Tonight and Kate, I think it is disgraceful what this George Zimmerman has done. We can't deny, no matter how much the facts are manipulated or how much somebody calls your show and says, let's wait and not be hysterical and find out what happens, he had a gun. We're talking about a 17-year-old. He had nothing of the sort, not even a knife. Why did he track him down? He was a hot fuse, and he was waiting for something to happen. He wanted to think in his head that he was a cop, and it's outrageous. I don't blame anyone, no matter what color they are, for saying that Trayvon Martin deserves justice." Well, I can't find any fault in that logic. I agree. It's scary. I mean, it's scary that he did that. He should have, no matter what his imagination was doing, no matter why, no matter what triggered it, whatever, it doesn't matter. Why go there? You know, this is why lately I've had people, I know plenty of people that have guns, including him, you know, my own family, my cousin John. And I've had a lot of people say to me lately, because something can trigger their temper, that they don't take guns with them. They don't even go there because they're afraid if somebody provoked them, who knows, maybe something happens accidentally. But this was no accident because he was following him, waiting to see what was going to happen, not thinking that he was a kid whose father was behind the wall, behind the gates, just thinking he was somebody that was looking for trouble, that was going to try to break in or do something to somebody. So I don't know that he's going to be charged, but we haven't heard the last of the story. Got a couple of other people who wanted to throw in their two cents on this, from McDermott, who says, "It is outrageous what has gone on in this community in Orlando, Florida, or just outside of Orlando. I think the people should have rallied the second that it happened. I cannot believe the police chief has not been fired. And what is going on with that police force? I understand the law and its interpretation might be a little lopsided, But the facts are the facts, no matter what. He was a kid. He was half the size of the guy weight-wise, and he was hunted down. The guy had a gun. Why would he have ever pulled the gun on him? Why would he have confronted him? What do you think a kid's going to do when that happens? Yeah, that's my problem with it. What do you think's going to happen if you're in that situation? Any of us who have ever been jumped or robbed, or you know how that adrenaline is. You know what happens when it's strange. You just everything becomes that much bigger. So that situation exploded. If he's a kid, he's not thinking, he's safe with his father, he's relaxing, runs around and just go grab some, he's not thinking of that. Then you turn around, next thing you know, you got someone in your face. Ooh, that'd be frightening. Very, very frightening. Let's take another one of those. This one from Jake in Austin. Oh, Kate, it saddens me to even hear that story. I can't listen to it anymore about Trayvon Martin. You're truly right. It is the buzz in the backyard, whether it's Austin, Texas, or Stamford, Connecticut. Doesn't matter. Even Portland, Maine. People have opinions on this. A lot of parents with heavy hearts saying to themselves, geez, maybe that could have been my kid. Imagine how his family feels. Put everything else aside. That has to be the worst feeling in the world for no reason. And there are so many things that can happen to a person while trying to stay above ground. For no apparent reason, this guy was gunned down, because that's what it was. He was gunned down. And there is definitely a miscarriage of justice happening if George Zimmerman is not charged and charged quickly. Well, the grand jury is supposed to convene on April 10th, so it's not going to happen overnight, but before you know it, April's going to be here. They have to have enough to pursue it, and that's the problem, because you got to go by the letter of the law. So as they're looking and listening and at what the evidence is, they may not push that. They might not really feel that it can be carried over, and that's going to be the problem. I mean, that's going to be the biggest problem with it. Here's the last one. This is from Kane, who says, shame on Sean Payton, and Greg Williams should never be allowed to do anything in the NFL again. What a tainted Super Bowl that is. Too bad. Too bad the bounties that abounded can't be taken back, and we can't re-rack those seasons. Oh, how sad. Thank goodness the commissioner took a tough stand. He should have. If you have any thoughts on anything, as you can see by our mailbag, send them to us at americatonight.net. Cheap movie review next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thing. Maybe you haven't been to the movies in a very long time and you kind of feel like checking out a movie. Maybe you have a granddaughter or son that you want to treat to the movies. Or perhaps it's just the great escape in general. Whatever your reason, doesn't matter. But, or maybe you're like me. Movies and golf are my two good escapes. Golf is great because, and I know some of you are like, oh, golf is so boring. I like it. I like the idea that you can have one blow-up hole, and then the next you are a goddess or a god, and somebody thinks you actually know what you're doing. So you go from hacker to hero within the span that it takes you to get off of one green and onto the tee of the next hole. And it's just relaxing because you're out there and hopefully people's cell phones aren't going off and you're not worried about whatever else is happening. The movies is the same kind of a thing unless you're at just a terrible movie and you can't if you're thinking about the money you burn through to go to the movie, then maybe, I don't know, maybe it's different. Or you don't want to stand there, you don't want to sit there, rather, because it's too, it's not your cup of tea, it's just a terrible movie, and somehow you've been led astray. That's why there's so many different ways to review movies. There's the thing called Rotten Tomatoes, and you can look in the paper, and there's always reviews. The problem is I don't always agree with the reviewers. 8 times out of 10, when a reviewer says, oh, don't go see this movie, I'll see it, and it's good. It's a good movie, and I don't agree with them. This movie has already won the award for the most buzz for now, really, months. It's been creating a lot of buzz, and part of that is because of the books. And between the combination of the movie coming out and the books, it's gotten even that much bigger. And the name of our first movie is called The Hunger Games.
We could do it, you know. Take off, live in the woods.
They'd catch us.
Well, maybe not.
We wouldn't make it 5 miles.
One courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games.
First, we prepare. My name's only been in there once. They're not gonna pick you.
Show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out. So you're here to make me look pretty?
I'm here to help you make an impression.
And so it was decreed that each year the 12 districts of Pan Am shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival and to be prepared to fight to the death.
This is the time to show them everything. Make sure they remember you.
I just keep wishing I could think of a way to show them that they don't own me. If I'm gonna die, I want to still be me.
I just can't afford to think like that.
Wow, I don't know. Seems kind of creepy, isn't it? The music, the big build-up, and you get the gist of what the Hunger Games are about. One person comes out, as she said, and you're fighting for survival and protecting your team. I don't want to give it all away. Be a good movie to take a kid, and it's kind of a fantasy flick. Maybe you wait for it to come out on video. I think it's going to smash a lot of box office records. It's going to be the movie to see over the weekend. There's another movie that's also created a buzz in its own way. It's a question that sometimes we ask ourselves. What if you only had a few hours left on Earth? What would you do? What would you do with that time? What if you were given a diagnosis and you only had a few days to live? So the movie is Last Day on Earth.
We were talking a lot how to deal with these final minutes. And today it doesn't matter where you live or how much money you have. We are all about to face the same fate at the same moment.
Thank you.
At 4:44 a.m. tomorrow morning, there will be no survivors. The world will end.
You think they're right?
I know they're right.
What if they're wrong?
I mean, the streets look like any normal holiday. Pretty calm, at least for now.
Oh! No! Leave that man alone!
You stole my cigarette. I'm gonna die.
Sense of caring, one end of the sense of shit, one end of the sense of humidity.
It's getting
heavy. We're all gonna die, guys. We're already dead. What is wrong with you?
The end of the world, the end of the dream. I'm gonna see it.
All right, so you get it. What would you do? The world's going to end. Yeah, it's a question I threw out before. This is a rental, so you could rent it. You might feel a little bummed after watching it. I think you'd be better off doing the mini golf or going and hitting golf balls on the course somewhere. Because, yeah, it sounds a little dark. Although, I like the lead actor in this. Remember William Dafoe? He's the lead actor here. And he's great. And a lot of the things that he's in, even if they veer in a crazy direction, usually they can be pretty solid. All right, this is something a little bit different. It's called The Deep Blue Sea.
I really think you're the most attractive girl I've met.
Beware of passion, Hester. It always leads to something ugly.
What people do in private is best left there. I neither condone nor condemn.
Father, I came to you for advice.
You have a husband. Your first loyalty is to him.
No one consent to a divorce. I intend to make it as difficult as possible for you. I never want to see you again.
I love you so much.
What's happened to you, Hester?
Love, Bill. That's all.
Nasty. You know what that's about? It is about choices. And Rachel Weisz in post-war London deciding that she was going to mess around with a pilot. We kind of know how this ends, don't we? They didn't tell us in the little clip there, but you can't imagine that it's going to end well. The scenery in this looked pretty good. And this is, though, still, to me, another one of those rental things. If you're going to drag yourself out, I don't know that you want to go see the Deep Blue Sea. If we look at what's out there now, the big movies include 21 Jump Street that came out last week. And for kids, the Dr. Seuss movie, The Lorax is hanging around. And always big anyway is any kind of animation. And the animated flicks continue to hit the home runs at the box office. There's kind of a sleeper movie that people like called Safe House. And that looks pretty interesting. I don't know. If you like scary things, that might be one to go to. Or it might be fun just to sit in front of the tube if you want to veg, mind veg, flip around to all those 10,000 cable channels we all get for free and see if you can find an old movie. I just rewatched Mission Impossible 2. That was pretty good. That might be the best one. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Once again, I'm getting ready to travel back east, this time going to Washington, D.C., to be there for the Supreme Court's oral arguments on health care. And that means I'm traveling, like I just said, so I'm getting on a plane and doing that plane thing. And we talk about this a ton here on the show. What's it like traveling, whether it's by, you know, plane, automobile, or even train, but especially the plane situation. Blake Rohani joins us from livingsocial.com to flush some of this out, some of the problems I think that we've had, the biggest problems we've had in traveling. Hey, Blake, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Kate?
You just did a vacation survey. And what did you, first of all, how many people did you survey? How did you break it down?
We surveyed 5,600 people in the five different countries Living Social Escapes currently has offices. With the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Australia.
And so let me guess, you asked them about their nightmares. What was the number one biggest problem that everybody had?
The number one travel nightmare was lost luggage, and that happened to more than a fifth of our respondents.
Woo, a fifth. So that's like, what, 21%?
Yep.
What would you tell, you know, what do you do with this whole loss? What's the best way to avoid having your luggage lost? Don't take as much stuff.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's true, because the best way to not lose it is if you pack a carry-on bag, you have to check your luggage, and you can keep it there on the plane.
Yeah. All right. So if you can do that, if you, you know, go to a condo somewhere, you have access, you don't have to take as many things. I mean, actually, that is really super smart to do that. How about, what was number two on the list? What was the second biggest problem that people had?
That was being scammed or overcharged.
Scammed or overcharged. So when we say overcharged, we're traveling, meaning you could be in a foreign country or just even be anywhere and just pay too much for goods and products?
Yep. I mean, a lot of that really happens if you travel abroad to a foreign country where you might look a little bit out of place. They have street vendors where you can haggle with them. And sometimes, you know, foreigners don't really know exactly how much what they're looking for is worth. So people might take advantage of that. The local vendors might take advantage.
You think?
Yeah, it's happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's happened to me, Blake, in Spain. Yes, let's negotiate about let's talk about the linens. So be careful about that. Be careful about getting scammed. Number three on your list, 16%, I'm told, said that the biggest thing was missing flights or connections. And boy, these days with the way flights are, that can really hang you up. I mean, sometimes do people end up really kind of throwing off their whole vacation, do you think?
Oh, yeah, especially if you miss a flight that's later in the evening and there's not another flight out, then you have to stay where you are. So, you know, one of the best things you can do is to pack a little overnight travel kit just in case something like that happens. So, you know, a few necessities like toilet and maybe a easy change of clothes. Also, you know, make sure you know the flight schedule. The area beforehand and know your flight policies, your airline's policies, because if it's the airline's fault, they may be able to put you on another airline and still get you out.
Yeah, you know, another good tip too, and it doesn't always work for everyone because it depends on your schedule. The earlier you get out, the better, because for what you just said there, if you know what the other flights are, then especially in the same airline, even if you get stuck, then you know there's at least a possibility later in the day. So if you miss the first one, you know, by the hair of your chinny chin chin, there's one an hour later and you might be able to get on that. I think that could be huge too.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So knowing the flight, especially flight schedules, we're talking about flights. Now, this is a very, very big one, and a lot of people have been burned by this. I've had friends that have gotten in trouble with this. They don't, sometimes you just don't think about travel insurance, number one, but what happens if you get ill? You get an appendicitis or something terrible happens. You have a medical emergency. That has to be one of the worst vacation nightmares. But what do people need to know before they go on vacation, Blake?
Yep. So one thing you can do is to check and see if you can get bring your health insurance ID card and all that information just in case. And you know, hopefully someone at the hospital will be able to help you fill out all the necessary information if you unfortunately have to go there. And actually another great resource that travelers don't necessarily know about is the U.S. Embassy. Wherever you are, if you can contact your embassy, they can get in touch with doctors or relatives back at home that you might not be able to contact on your own at that time.
Yes, go to the embassy. She's absolutely right. If you're in another country, that's what you want to do. Now, this happens sometimes to people. They get robbed or they just don't have enough money with them. They go to the casino when they're on Paradise Island and they spend too much at the Atlantis. So they don't have any money. Blake, what do we do when we don't have any money?
Well, that actually happened to me. I was actually robbed on a vacation once in Rome. And luckily, with using the buddy system, I was traveling with a friend. So, unfortunately, I had to rely on them for my spending money the rest of the time that I was there. But if you need emergency money, be sure, first of all, before you go, to contact your bank or credit card provider and let them know where you are. So it's not suspect that your card was used abroad or somewhere that you wouldn't normally go. Also, you can have a wire transfer made to you. So be sure to take the number of preferred wire transfer service with you as well.
All right, so that's good advice. Keep that handy. Then you don't have to have that panic, and that can easily happen, the robbing thing, losing it, maybe getting a cab, you forget the pouch you have, whatever it might be. All right, if you saw the movie Hangover Part 2, then you know they were partying way too much and got into a lot of trouble. But you're young, you're having fun, you're older, you want to cut loose, whatever the reason is. This was also on your list for vacation nightmares, being blacked out or having a hangover from too much drinking. What do you do when that happens?
Well, first of all, moderation is key when it comes to partying abroad. But if you happen to be a little bit overserved, the biggest thing you can do is make sure that you always have your drink in sight. You never need them because you don't know what can be slipped in there.
Yeah, I so agree with that. Very, very dangerous if you're not paying attention. And the other thing is, too, Blake, you might agree with me. It depends on where you're going, naturally. But if you go to an all-inclusive place, like sometimes overseas, there's a lot of all-inclusive places. So if you're going to have a hairy, scary night or you're worried that you haven't eaten and you've been working a zillion hours, now here you are on this vacation, you might be overserved, as you politely say. If you're in an all-inclusive place, it's, boy, it's sure easier to take care of yourself when you're right on the premises, don't you think?
Exactly. It's too tempting. It's right there in front of you, and you don't have to pay any extra money for it. But the good thing about a lot of these resorts nowadays is they have some fun and upscale places to eat, restaurants and bars. So you can actually stay at your resort and still have a great time and then just have to walk a few feet back to your room.
Yeah, I think that's something, if you know that's what's going to happen, that's definitely something to keep in mind. This is scary. When I went to, and this happened just in New York, they were having a lot of problems with bed bugs. And this was also on your list of all the people you surveyed when they talked about their worst vacation nightmares. Bed bugs did make the list. That is to me, that's extremely scary because it's they're disgusting and you're worried about it and you can take them home with you. What can somebody do to avoid them?
Well, again, it's all about the planning beforehand. And there's a great resource called bedbugregistry.com. It has a list of every hotel that's been reported to have had an incident with bed bugs. And it also keeps track of their progress, so you can see if they've been able to eliminate the problem or if it's still ongoing. And the good news is hotels realize that this is a problem, and they don't want their guests to suffer through that. So they will take painstaking measures to make sure their hotel is clean. They'll even have bed bug sniffing dogs come through to make sure there aren't any little critters running around in there.
All right, we want to talk about your worst vacation nightmare, 800-259-2791. Blake, what was your worst? You mentioned something because you talked about being robbed in Rome. But what's the worst hands-down vacation nightmare that happened to you?
Yep, I think that Rome story probably was the worst. And actually, if I was going to leave imparting any wisdom, it's make sure you are carrying a purse or a tote or any kind of bag that's zipped. Because I had a tote bag that didn't close tightly, and I left it open, and sure enough, my wallet was taken right out.
Yeah, you left it. You made yourself a target. You were wide open, and you probably didn't even think about it. Yeah.
I had no idea, but I kept everything in my wallet, and I didn't have a penny to my name the rest of that trip.
Oh, that's bad. I got one, too. I was in Spain, and I took my passport instead of carrying the copy of the passport. Here's something for people you might want to pay attention to. You can copy your passport. So if you had a situation like Blake's and they took and your passport was on your person, you've got a copy so that you can still get out of the country and not have to worry about that.